from WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge. This is Louisiana's Prescription, Bayou State Answers to Health and Health Policy. To keep a better eye on head injuries in the past, the LSU football team has had concussion detectors installed in players' helmets. This season, LSU became the first team in the NCAA to try high-tech mouth guards to measure hits. WRKF's Wallace Watkins reports.
Jesse Harper, CEO of iOne Biometrics, which makes the mouth guards, says they're more accurate than in-helmet detectors.
Your upper jaw is a fixed external portion of your skull. Everywhere that the mouth guard goes, your skull is moving.
The mouth guard has an accelerometer and a gyroscope that measure the rattling in G's per millisecond. An average hit on the field is about 20 G's, about the same as a typical car accident. Recent studies of concussions suggest hits that measure more than 90 G's are cause for concern. Jack Marucci, director of athletic training at LSU, has about 20 players wearing the mouth guards. Most of them are linemen, who suffer about three-quarters of all concussions.
They're the ones that take the repetitive blows.
It's not only about measuring big hits, but keeping an eye on those smaller hits that happen on every play. The training staff would like to see all players wearing the mouth guards all the time, but defensive end Jamario Rasko only wears his in practice.
Because during the game, you know, you get nervous and you just want to just be chewing on your mouthpiece the whole time. And, you know, you can't chew on this because, you know, it's really expensive.
The mouth guards are $199 each. Marucci says it's worth the cost, even just for monitoring during practice. The LSU team usually records two or three concussions during the season, but during training camp, they can see double that number.
We want to show the NCAA, here's where all these guys are taking the blows. Look how many practices it takes to get to this point.
And that could lead to limiting the number of practices per day or how much hitting is allowed during training camp. Wallace Watkins, WRKF News.